Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan, really rather lurching into another edition of our classical music programme, Encore, with that particular piece of music. It's the second movement of the second string quartet by a Czech composer, Pavel Haas, who really does deserve to be better known internationally. The movement is subtitled Coach, Coachman and Horse, and is, as you may have noticed, a very clever musical evocation of a man driving a squeaky old horse cart.
And the quartet itself has an intriguing title, From the Monkey Mountains, which I gather was a nickname for the Wysoczyna region, or the highlands, near Brno, which was, and still is, a popular summer vacation area. And all four movements of this quartet, which was written when the composer was 26, were inspired by his summer holidays in that region. So let's listen to a bit of the first movement, which conjures up the atmosphere of a lazy summer afternoon.
That was part of Pavel Haas's second string quartet on a new Supraphon CD, performed there by the Pavel Haas string quartet.
Which could be a little confusing, the Pavel Haas string quartet playing the Pavel Haas string quartet. So I will just say that this is a new young ensemble, which has named itself after the composer Pavel Haas, who was, as David said, a wonderful composer, a pupil of Leos Janáček, as you might have been able to hear, who, after a long internment in Terezin, died in Auschwitz in 1944 at the age of 43.
Which was a tragedy for Czech music.
World music.
And this is the group's debut album, paired with Janáček's so-called Intimate Letters Quartet.
And it's a very promising debut, I would say. So lots of luck to this talented young group. And now we're going to turn to organ music by another composer from Moravia, Miloš Sokola, who lived from 1913 until 1976.
He spent his career as a violinist in the orchestra of the National Theatre in Prague, which of course is also the opera, composing more or less on the side. So maybe we could listen now to part of his toccata for organ from a set simply titled Four Pieces for Organ.
Thank you.
an extract, a very dramatic extract there from Miloš Sokola's Toccata for Organ as performed by Václav Rabas. And it's interesting, this composer, that he's composing for the organ and yet he himself was a violinist.
It is a little unusual. He must have known how to play keyboard instruments well, because this is quite a showpiece, as are other pieces in this set, and I think quite a successful one.
And I'll just repeat, the set is called Four Pieces for Organ, the composer Miloš Sokola.
And we'll turn quickly now to a piece to which it is impossible to do justice on this program, but still it's quite worthy of attention. I'm speaking about Vyacheslav Novák's epic piano cycle entitled Pan, in which he wrestled mightily with themes of man and nature and of man and woman.
And it's in five movements and over 50 minutes long. And Patricia, you tell me, as a pianist, it is also pretty difficult to play.
Yes, it is, and so it's not performed very often. Now, we've already featured pianist Martin Wojciech's new survey of Novák's complete piano works. And we'll turn now to the fourth disc in this series to hear a small portion of the second movement of the cycle Pan, which is called The Mountains.
And we'll have to close with that piece by Vyacheslav Novák today. But before we do, here is our contact address. It's Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Of course, you can also send us an email to english@radio.cz. And you can find more details about the CDs that we've mentioned in this program on our website. That's at www.radio.cz. But for the time being, from me, David Vaughan.
And me, Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.